Doug Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, and Mason took off. Hey, Laura, how are you this morning?
Great. How you doing, Rob?
I am doing well. How's life treating you in South Haven with being a restaurant owner and COVID-19 and restrictions and all that good stuff?
Well, we're doing well, you know, wearing our masks, social distancing, cutting the food off early so we can accommodate that ice cream line. But it is still a little confusing.
Yeah. And I was kind of, you know, I originally when it was social distancing, I'm like, that just sounds crazy. But now it's like, hey, cool, stay away from me.
It is kind of nice sometimes when you go places and you have your mask on and people don't recognize you.
Yeah. So, well, let anybody know that I recognize every one of you when I see you because I know you by your eyeballs, not by your mouth and your nose. So, and that's kind of, have you kind of gotten used to recognizing people because of their mask? Because I know you have one. It's not the one you're wearing today, but you have one, the big smiley face.
I do. Today I have my ice cream cone mask on.
Well, you're far enough away from me so you can take that thing off so we can actually hear what you're saying so we don't sound like we got mashed potatoes in our mouths. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's off.
All right. So, this Saturday, well, actually, we're recording, like we always tell people, this is show is recorded, and we're going to be playing this on Saturday. So a week from the day that people are hearing this, it's going to actually be the Blueberry Festival, which is a very abbreviated Blueberry Festival. But I know that some of the business owners are going to be doing some special things and some stuff like that. So, and then you had talked about kind of a different menu for the weekend, too, and figured we'd probably talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have some, you know, blueberry items. We'll have, we always have our blueberry waffles and our blueberry pancakes, but Kara's coming up with something. I heard a rumor of maybe some blueberry crepes. She made blueberry barbecue last year that went over really well. And of course, you got to have your blueberry sundaes.
Okay. The blueberry barbecue is a little confusing to me. I actually, if it happens again, I've got to come down and get that and try it.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Because she makes a sauce that goes in her barbecue sauce with the fresh blueberries.
All right.
It's really pretty good. Right.
What about blueberry ice cream?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite. I shouldn't say my favorite because, of course, Sherman Dairy is my favorite.
We would not want to discriminate about about any ice creams that make any other ice cream feel bad.
Exactly, because we don't want to hurt anybody's
ice
cream feelings.
That's right.
But one of the flavors we have, it's called Traffic Cone Blues.
Traffic Cone Blues is
amazing. So you'll have to try that right after your barbecue.
All right. And what has been the big flavor of the summer this year?
I think people are just so excited to have Sherman's back that it's any Sherman flavor.
Okay.
You know, the chocolate chip cookie dough always goes so well. My all-time favorite is chocolate malt supreme.
Okay. Well, chocolate malt supreme is pretty good. Mine is, I've always liked that French silk, and the Rocky Road is always pretty good. Do you have a Rocky Road?
We don't have a Rocky Road, but
why is Rocky Road hard to find?
Well, I don't know. They did
chocolate,
cut their flavors.
Marshmallows and pecans, right?
Yeah, but I have chocolate ice cream, and I have marshmallow, and I have pecans. So we can make you a Rocky Road sundae.
Kind of like the Cold Stone Creamery
exactly.
type of thing. All right.
Yeah, here you go, Rob.
All right.
So we'll call it the Rob Special.
So we do custom orders.
Yes, absolutely.
If you are able to.
Yes.
All right. So, well, how's Tom doing?
He's doing well. Yes. We had a family wedding, and we had some family members, so he got to play some music, so he was very happy.
Yeah, and thank you on air for hiring my DJ services, which was me hiring Troy Stansberry to come in and do that. I mean, I certainly could have done it, but it was kind of nice having him there, and, you know, everybody knows each other, so it was pretty cool.
Always great to see the big man. Troy is definitely a great person. Man.
Yeah, a man amongst boys, that's for sure, when you're around Troy. So, you know, what else is going on? What's been a notable thing other than the restaurant world in South Haven for you, other than the restaurant world and COVID-19?
Well, hasn't it been a great weather year?
Oh, you know what? I would have to say it's probably been the best summer. June was awesome. July, we've had some extremely hot days, but nothing that the AC couldn't fix.
Exactly. Go to the beach, social distance at the beach, of course, yeah, too, and sell some ice cream. Yeah. So,
and these last few days right now have been just as nice as some of those June days, and now we're into August. So hopefully we get some of those great days like this in August, too.
Dog days of summer.
Dog days of summer in the upper 70s, low 80s. That's kind of... I can't describe anything more perfect than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so anybody out there, come down to the lakeshore. I know there's been a lot of talk about crowded beaches and all that good stuff, but guess what? They're not as crowded as one might think, and certainly not the way the news is acting. And, you know, and they go down to the South Beach, which is a much smaller beach, and when you do a video shot of that, it looks much more dense.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you were to do your drone, you could see the space.
Yeah.
I've witnessed it myself. Yeah. You take a picture, you look like you're on top of each other.
Yeah.
But they're really not.
I can use an angle with 10 people and look like, I mean, they're just the most crowded place you've ever been, depending on what angle you use. But we got to remember, those of you out there, we have a North Beach, which typically is not packed. Go to the North Beach. It's just as nice as the South, although it doesn't have the splash pad on that side or the lighthouse side. But I'm telling you what, if you're worried about the space, that's the place to go.
You're right, Rob.
Yeah. So there's a will, there's a way. And in South Haven, it's a, you know, you get to see a different side of the culture over there, because that's a kind of a cottage culture over there. It used to be resorts back in the day when the Jewish community was here, and some really great history over there, which it's changed a lot over the years, but it really is kind of a cool little place to see.
The north side is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, you have Hilton Manor, you still have, you know, a couple little resorts in there, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Bed and breakfasts, and there's an aqua sports company over there. There's like three or four really nice parks. And
North Beach Inn.
Yeah.
No. Excuse me.
Wait, that's
Northside.
That's taking us back.
That's taking us back. Yeah, that was a little flashback. I was trying to say Northside Memories.
Northside Memories, yeah. Yes. Well, that place has been around for quite a while, too. But, we talk about the Gaslight Haven. And,
oh, my gosh.
What was the pancake house, which was down there?
Rigozzi's. That was Pagozzi's, yeah.
Was it Pagozzi's or Rigozzi? Which one was that one?
With a P.
With a P. That was Pagozzi's. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, back in the day, I remember as a kid going there and going for pancakes.
But now we have Bundy's.
We do, but that's kind of a tough place to get into.
It's
small.
But it's worth it. Jim and Rachel do a great job.
All right. Well, if you guys hear this out there, give some special hours where I can just come in and grab something, because the line don't look so good. But Laura, I need to move on. I want to thank you, Captain Nemo. So visit Laura downtown, the great food, get the chicken planks. There's a lot of other stuff, but that's my favorite. All right.
Yes.
We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Sensation.